Hey, hi, hello, guys. I know it has been a hot minute. I just got back from one of our company events and I am so hyped. So I'm just going to do like this series, just kind of like going over some of the things that we talked about at this event. Okay, so it may not all be like on the same topic. It may jump back and forth a little bit, but I'm literally just going to go through my notes and kind of give you guys my biggest takeaway. So, with that being said, we had Joseph McClendon III there. We had 50 Cent there. Actually, I was told it's supposed to be 50 Cent. Okay, like, I'm super white, girl. Like, I got in trouble so many times for saying 50 Cent when it's supposed to be 50. We got in trouble, y'all. Anyways, there's your laugh for the day because this very country bumpkin girl over here didn't even know what his real name was. But, I mean, obviously I knew who he was, but, like, I did not even know the power that he had behind the things he's done in his life. And I'm super excited to actually read some of his books that he has out. So I'm going to jump straight into this. At any point, if you get some value, please, please, please screenshot this and share on your IG and tag me at Leslie_Vivian_. Okay, so that's Lesley _VivienNE_. Okay, I would love to know if you get any value from this, if you picked up any nuggets. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was, okay? So first off, I'm going to start with something that really hit me hard, and it was the power of your question will determine your answer. Okay. So like the questions you are asking, are they powerful questions? Are they things that will actually help you? Or are you just looking for validation and an answer you already know? Because a lot of the times we will have these questions and we will go and spend all this time like asking about this question when you're really just beating around the bush to something bigger, right? Like there's actually a bigger question you want to ask. You just don't know how to ask it or all these things, but you need to go all in and ask the big questions because I'm going to repeat this for you guys. The power of your question will determine your answer. So if you're asking these small questions that actually aren't like benefiting you, they aren't helping you, they aren't growing you, and they're not actually the things you need answered, like how powerful is that for you when you could just ask the big question and move forward in your business instead of beating around the damn bush, right? Okay, so the next quote I have written down is just keep saying yes and you can actually do anything. Like if you are holding yourself back, if you're saying no, if you're not just going all in, then it's on you, boo. Like you have to step up and be like, yes, let's go. Yes, let's do this. Yes, let's do the scary thing. Yes, yes, yes. Because if you aren't saying yes, you aren't moving forward. Okay. Now, obviously, if someone's like, let's jump off a bridge into this rocky shoreline, maybe you should use logic and say no. So be kind of smart about it. I know common sense isn't very common anymore, but come on. But if you're not saying yes and taking the scary jumps and leaps and doing the things and just going for it, you're not going to ever progress and move forward. So there's a saying in our team that we really like in our company and whatnot, and it's follow the vomit, okay? Like, I did a post last night, and because at our event, I dedicated myself to sharing more of my story because there's a lot of moms out there that struggle with a lot of the same things I do and feel very alone, but none of us are sharing those shameful and embarrassing, and I'm doing air quotes around this, you just obviously can't see me, things in their past, but then they feel so alone because we're all so ashamed to share. So I actually shared a very vulnerable post about my past, and it was scary, but I said, yes, I have to do this. Yes, I have to empower these other women. I have to let them know they're not alone. So follow the vomit and say yes, okay? The third one I have for you is, what are you willing to give up to go further? And this is a huge thing, especially in this industry itself. A lot of people start this industry and they're like, I'm gonna be a millionaire by tomorrow, y'all. Like, all I gotta do is play on my phone all day and take selfies and post them and Listen, it's still a job, a J-O-B. The only difference is you get to be your own boss. And unfortunately, you being your own boss is usually the hardest part of it because most of us are not self-disciplined enough to be our own boss, okay? So a way to help you with that, this is a side note, a way to help you with that is I need you every night before you lay down for bed, ask yourself, would you hire you based on the actions you did that day? Would you hire yourself? If you were an employee or a boss or a CEO or a manager or whatever, and you needed to hire someone for your company, would you hire yourself? Okay, so you need to be using that mindset every single day, all right? But sometimes with that being said, what are you willing to give up to go further, right? When I first started, I pretty much stayed up till 2 a.m. almost every single night. I was showing up. I didn't take lunch breaks anymore. We have what we call power hours. I would go and do that power hour because it ran during my lunch break. I would tell my mom, no, I'm not going to lunch with you today. I need to focus on my business. So priorities never in conflict. What are you willing to give up to go further? Okay. The fourth one I have for you is it is not selfish to want to save yourself first. Okay. Like when you are on the airplane, y'all, what do they tell you? And if you've never been on an airplane, I'm going to tell you, so don't worry. But when you are on an airplane or a boat or anything else, they tell you to put the oxygen on yourself first. Put the life jacket on yourself first. Whatever it is, you have to save yourself before you can save and help others. It is not selfish to want to be a better person, to want to be a better person. It is not selfish to want to take care of yourself first. Because in reality, you cannot give your all and give other people the best chance at saving themselves if you are not able to give them your all. If you're not able to save yourself, take care of you so that you're giving all of you to them as well, okay? So it is not selfish to show up for yourself. It is not selfish to save yourself. It is not selfish to put yourself first. Okay, because until you do, you can't give everything and all your energy and your 100% to anyone else like they deserve, okay? The fifth one is that you build the big guy by believing in the little guy, okay? This hit me so hard, and this is probably not exactly what they meant by it, but right now with TikTok being so huge, so many people are like focused on like trying to bring in these big influencers, these big names. You always want that big person that already has some huge following or like already has something going. Give me one second. I'm going to take a drink real quick. All right. Just mixed up some heart tart. It is so good. All right. When in reality, you're missing so much potential by not building these little guys. And by little, I don't mean that they're not powerful, y'all. I just mean that like maybe they only have like 100 friends on Facebook. Maybe they're scared to death. Maybe they don't have a following at all. Maybe they don't even have social media at all at this point. But you know what is the most powerful thing? And oh, I just got goosebumps. Like you can pour into these little guys and show them that they are worthy, they are powerful, they are capable. And those are going to be the people that when you love and support and carry them and like, and by carry, I don't mean like body drag, they got to show up for themselves. We've already been over this. But when you are showing them the way, they end up being the most loyal people on your team. They end up being the ones that will stick with you through thick and thin. They are the ones that build the most powerful businesses. Because you believed in them and you pulled them through, and they have so much. They're just, the little guys are powerful, y'all. Like, I'm not saying that somebody that already has an influence can't be powerful, but when you build up those little bitty people that are scared and desperate and hungry and ready for change, like, you get a connection and a power. It's just such a powerful moment for them and for your heart as well. Like being able to show them what they are fully capable of really, really empowers me. So And then the last one I have for you guys is that repetition is the key, okay? Like, you have to be doing the things every single day. You have to be showing up every single day. You have to be there. Like, if you aren't showing up, why would anyone want to show up for you? Why would a team want to pick you as their leader? Why would anyone want to follow you when you can't even be consistent for you? If you can't be consistent and have repetition and do the things for you, they're never going to know that. They're going to have doubt. They're going to be like, well, what if I need help and they don't show up for me? What if I am stuck and I need help or whatever it is? So those are my first six really big moments I had written down from our company event. And it was just, there's just so much value that we got from this. So I hope those help you along your journey. We're at 11 minutes now, and I like to try to keep these under 15 for you guys. So again, if you got any value from this, definitely screenshot and share this to your IG and tag me at the @Leslie_Vivian_. I'm going to jump off. Again, I hope this brought you value, and I will talk to you guys on the next one.